All right, this is Mike Adams here. We're going to talk about all these different forms of gold and silver today and the value of what is real money versus all this garbage right here, this paper currency. So this is fake money. Okay, this is all collapsed currencies. Some of these bills are $10 trillion from countries whose central banks already collapsed. All that you can buy these. This is, quote, real. This is real currency, but it's worthless. And that's where the dollar is going, especially as they keep printing and spending. So if you're interested in gold and silver, what form actually makes the most sense? And we've got something new to share with you today, which is this right here. And this is called a prepper bar, and it's something totally different and unique from everything else. But let's just start with this. Let me give you my website too. Some of these companies that offer these are sponsors, and we disclose the links and the sponsors and the discount codes at rangerdeals.com. So if you just go right here, rangerdeals.com, here you can see, like, here's the Prepper Bar sponsor. Here's our Lab Verified Goldbacks sponsor or affiliate. And then if you scroll down, this is our Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals company. So we disclose the sponsorship relationships there so that you can decide what works best for you. But let's go back to the desk and let's start over here with this pile of silver spoons and stuff. So here's like the simplest form of silver. You can buy like sterling silver spoons, which is also interestingly kind of antibacterial, or silver jewelry and rings and I don't know, whatever kind of trinkets and so on. And you can buy these in bulk on places like eBay. And it's based on a certain dollar amount per gram of silver that they contain. And yes, you could trade these, you know, in some kind of barter situation, but it's not a format that is easy to know how much it's worth. So that's not probably the best way to save, you know, assets in silver. Next to that, we have so-called junk silver coins here. These happen to be dimes, and this is also called constitutional silver. So it's pre-1965 coins. You can get them in quarters and half dollars and so on. These just happen to be dimes. And these have about 90% silver content in them. And so they have a lot more value than obviously the face value of the coins themselves. But this is another form of silver that can be very popular because it's a recognizable U.S. minted coin. Oops, that silver bar is in the way. There we go. These are minted by the U.S. Mint. So everybody recognizes a dime, a quarter, and so on. And when it's pre-1965, you know how much silver that has. You can get these from our sponsor here, which is the Treasure Island, right here, Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. If you want to get any of the junk silver, just click on that. Then you've got silver bars here. So this is a 0.999 silver bar. I don't know, that's a pretty big chunk of silver right there. Yeah, see that? It's not obviously very divisible. It's a way to store bulk silver, or if you had a gold bar this big, that would be worth a ton of money, by the way. But even in silver, that's a pretty sizable amount. It's just, it's not divisible. It's not, you know, how do you make change with that if you're at the farmer's market, right? So not such a great form for everyday commerce. Next, we go to silver coins. So these are 1 ounce silver rounds, and these happen to be buffaloes right here. They're quite beautiful and easily recognizable. These are available from different mints all over the world. Right now, the premiums on silver coins are very low because there's not a lot of people buying silver right now, which seems a little bit crazy to me given the value that it is. It's almost at a historical discount price considering what's happening in the world and the economy and with the value of the dollar and so on. But if you want to get these coins, also, you can go to the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. They are a sponsor of ours, and you can check their prices in real time. They've got them available, insured, discreet delivery straight to your door. A very reputable source, and they also do silver IRAs and vaulted gold and silver as well. Now, then the next one, this is the newest one. These are the prepper bars right here. Prepper bars, actually, if you can show this straight on camera, yeah, these are designed to be broken off here. You can break off these pieces. They've got four larger pieces, they've got five medium size, and then 10 of the smaller pieces. So these are designed to where you can just break off a chunk like this, so it's divisible, right? And then out of this, you can break off another chunk, and then you have your separate chunks. So if you want to give a fraction of an ounce of silver, and each one of these prepper bars is, I think, just under or right around 2 troy ounces of silver. But if you want to break off a piece and have it still be nearly pure silver, you know, 0.999 silver, then this is a really great format. And these prepper bars come in this format. It's a plastic case with a very nice design of the eagles on one side. And then on the back it tells you how many ounces you have and in God we trust. And so this is available now at prepperbar.com, and you use discount code RANGER and you'll save 10% off of these bars. See, here it is, discount code RANGER, you'll save 10%. They also are selling gold bars in the same way, where you can break them off and make them highly divisible. So this is useful in a collapse scenario or a barter or a, you know, farmer's market, local commerce type of scenario where you need to break down the metal and you need to make it into, you know, some kind of recognizable, divisible amount. That's a good way to do that. All right, now moving on, then we have gold coins over here. Obviously, these gold coins are worth, you know, a couple $1,000s each, a little bit more, 1 ounce gold coins. But again, hard to break down, because how do you chop one into 1,000 pieces? How do you give somebody 1/1000th of an ounce of gold? Well, the answer to that is these gold backs. So right here, these are gold backs, and each one of these has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold literally in it. It's embedded in the bill. And if you turn it over, you're actually looking at the gold. That's embedded in it, 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And these are available at verifiedgoldbacks.com. So gold backs make gold divisible, tradable, and easy to carry and more beautiful and easy to look at. Prepper bars make silver very divisible. You can carry it in your wallet, you know, easy to see, easy to verify, pure silver. These other forms, yeah, they've got their uses too. You know, the junk silver, it's got its use. It's U.S. Mint. The silver bars, if you are wealthy enough to save up tons and tons of silver, this is probably the most economical form to do it. Or if you're into silver jewelry, that's one more way to do it as well. And perhaps, you know, if you're trying to bring silver into a country or something, you could just wear it as jewelry and bring it in that way, and maybe they won't hassle you. I don't know. But these are all the different formats, okay, of silver and gold that I'm familiar with, and that I think all have different uses and different advantages. If you're just trying to store wealth and survive the collapse of the dollar, then you could use bars, or you could even do vaulted gold and silver. Oh, I don't know what the Rubik's Cube is doing here. This is not gold and silver, but it's playing with the cube between shows here. But anyway, bars are for the most economical storage of asset wealth in order to avoid the collapse of the dollar that's happening, or the collapse of the euro, or the collapse of the yen, which is underway. The divisible forms are great for barter, the gold backs, the prepper bars, the junk silver. The coins are great for recognizability with any coin dealer. Any gold and silver dealer in the country or in most Western nations will recognize, like, a silver buffalo or a silver eagle or a gold eagle, or, you know, all the other popular world mints. So it's simply up to you to decide what combination is best for you. Now, obviously, I'm not giving you investment advice. I can't tell you what the price of gold and silver is going to go to. I don't know for sure. I know that historically, gold and silver have held their value while the dollar has lost over 96% of its purchasing power since the creation of the Fed in 1913, the creature of Jekyll Island, right? G. Edward Griffin. Gold and silver have held their value, especially since 1971, when Nixon took us off the gold standard. But I don't know. I can't say day to day how high it's going to go. I can't say, oh, gold's going to be 5,000 an ounce or 50,000 or whatever. You can find lots of people out there who've done different calculations of where they think it's going. What I know is that this is self-custody. Like the other day, the market was crashing and you couldn't log in to E-Trade or Robinhood or whatever all the trading companies were. You couldn't log in. Most of them were down. So it didn't matter what you had. You couldn't sell it. You couldn't use it. You couldn't access it. But when you have this in your hand, like a prepper bar in your hand right here, guess what? You don't need a login. You don't need a password. You don't need government permission. They can't see it. They can't spy on it. They can't control it. They can't limit it. And they can't seize it in a banking bail-in. So I say self-custody matters. And that's why everything I have on the desk here is self-custody. You can hold all of this in your hands. And you should hold it in your hands. And, you know, if you're concerned about security on this, well, you know, guess what? Right here, there's something else that we have. This is a different kind of metal. And you need to have a means of legal self-defense in order to defend your assets, your home, your family, your property. And so maybe a Glock pistol is appropriate for you. You know, maybe an AR-15 is appropriate for you. I just say, get your training, keep it legal, and use it responsibly. And yes, all of this is about being moral. You have a moral right to keep what you earn. You have a moral right to protect your assets. You have a moral right to defend your family and defend your assets against thieves or terrorists or someone trying to destroy you. And that's where self-defense comes in. And that's where monetary defense comes in. Yes, you have all those rights. So act ethically, morally, and you will be rewarded. You'll be able to save or preserve your assets even as other, you know, fiat currencies collapse. Just be sure that you can protect yourself as well. So for all of these, again, if you want to know our sponsors and our sources or affiliates in this realm, go to rangerdeals.com and you can see a lot of other special deals that we have for you. Save 10% on Trends Journal. That's with Gerald Salenti. Or you can save 10% on Petmectin, which is ivermectin for pets, because pets deserve ivermectin too, right? Or you can see here the gold backs or, you know, de-googled phones, satellite phones. These are all the deals that we put together for you. Here's the CBDA hemp extract. And here's 10% off the holsters that are my favorite holsters, $17.91 gun leather and so on. Just go to rangerdeals.com and you'll see what we have available for you, the discount codes we've put together. For some of these, we do earn an affiliate commission on them. So you'll be supporting us in part when you make such purchases that also help you preserve your own assets. So thank you for your support. And consider all of this. I just want to encourage you, do your own research, you know, get your own financial advisors. I'm not your financial advisor. Don't take this as investment advice, but do what's right for you. Know your options and be ready for hard economic times. Be ready for a bank collapse. Be ready for a bank bail-in. Be ready for chaos on the streets. You know, that's why there's a Glock here with the gold and silver. I think you need full spectrum defenses. Defense of your body, defense of your home, defense of your property, and defense of your assets. It all goes together. And then you can be safer and you can ride through whatever is coming our way. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams with Brighteon.com. Thank you for your support. And again, check out all of our special deals at rangerdeals.com. Thank you for your support. Take care.